Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour is developing now. Chicago's top doctor today adds Indiana to the city's official coronavirus travel alert, requiring many people visiting the state to stay home for 14 days after returning to Chicago. She also says it's time to get serious about the virus and stopping its spread. WBBM's Andy Dane has our update.
Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arbery didn't mince words when announcing that those traveling to or from Indiana must quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival.
All around us, there is trouble. Indiana has a poorly controlled outbreak.
The travel order does include exemptions for essential workers and students who commute from state to state, with Arbery also making note of Wisconsin's outbreak.
Chicago residents are strongly advised not to travel to these states.
Closer to home, Arbery says Chicago has seen an increase in average case count in the past week, but attributes some of that to increased testing. Still, she says with temperatures dropping, things could get ugly if residents don't stay vigilant.
It's certainly cause for everybody to double down on the things that we know work. Wearing your masks, keeping your distance.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
7 months into the pandemic, Illinois surpassed 9,000 deaths from COVID-19 today. It comes as public health officials report 29 more lives lost since yesterday. 2,851 new cases. And the state's 7-day positivity rate now stands at 4.5%.
The superintendent of Cicero School District 99 says he's moving ahead with plans to bring teachers back into classrooms next Monday, even though students will continue to learn remotely from home. It's an update to a story we first reported last week. WBBM's Jim Good is with that update.
Lisa, District 99 Superintendent Rodolfo Hernandez says the original plan was to have teachers return to classrooms earlier, where they would conduct online classes for students who stayed at home.
We attempted to bring them in August at the beginning of the school year, and the union raised some concerns, which they're raising now. And we decided to take another look at our bill and said, okay, let's listen to the concerns, make sure that we have everything in place as mandated by the CDC, and then we can bring them back.
Hernandez says several steps have been taken to make sure school buildings are safe for teachers, including buying new cleaning machines and installing more hand sanitizing stations. He says talks continue with the teachers' union, which continues to raise safety concerns about returning to school buildings. While Hernandez says it's safe enough for teachers to return to schools, he says the COVID-19 infection rates are still too high in Cicero to bring students back. Jim Gotis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot and Chicago school CEOs say they are weighing many factors as they decide whether the second quarter of the school year will be inside the classrooms.
Public Schools CEO Janice Jackson says only the CPS will announce a decision soon about whether instruction will continue via remote learning or whether children will be back in the classroom. And she wouldn't say if there might be some kind of hybrid model.
We will be making an announcement about what that is, just as we've done in the past. We want to be intentional about that. There's a lot of data, most notably the data around health conditions that we're looking at. We're also looking at how our students are engaging in the current model.
Mayor Lightfoot says that's a serious concern for some, like special education students and the youngest children.
There are some categories of students who really struggle with remote learning, where they need the touch of being in a classroom.
The Chicago Teachers Union also has raised serious concerns about health and safety, and the mayor says they're looking at all of that. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Traffic was blocked on the outbound Kennedy for hours this morning after a police vehicle drove off an overpass, injuring an officer.
The officer was taken to the hospital in fair condition after police say she missed the entrance ramp at Foster and plunged about 25 feet off the overpass. The vehicle suffered front-end damage and landed in a grassy area next to the outbound lanes. News of Air says the officer was going to help a fellow officer at around 4:30 a.m. and went through the guardrail and down the embankment. IDOT crews were repairing the railing as police investigated. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.